listening to The Loft this morning. Frank Y on the mic. Dill Kid was here. You are hearing Bobby Humphrey. And this is Harlem River Drive. Thank you for listening to The Loft again. This is 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford. Tchaikovsky's Canon is up next. Hope you enjoy.
And good morning. This is Tchaikovsky's Canon. It is Friday, November 17th. It's about 10:01. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hope you're all having a wonderful morning. So last week we did something pretty interesting. We did the Guélan style, which is mainly a French style. We listened to some very affected music, so to speak. So today we're going to be, you know, I really want to like play some pieces in full that are really emblematic of my experience with classical music. And today we're going to be playing something that's actually, it's a very accessible piece. And I'm talking about Richard Strauss, his Alpine Symphony, which he composed in 1915. In fact, Richard Strauss composed a lot of early tone poems in the vein of Franz Liszt in the late 19th century. However, as he became a more established operatic composer, he really went towards more opera and more established works, more things that would make him more famous and a more established musician. However, going back to his roots, the Alpine Symphony is a really accessible, programmatic work, which discusses the ascent of a climber on an alpine mountain. I think it's very easy to hear some of the themes that he wants to evoke from us. Kind of like Also Sprach Zarathustra, it is very Nietzschean, and so I hope you'll look for that theme this morning. Again, this is one of my favorite pieces. This is one of my all-time favorites that I really started listening to, and one of them that really got me into classical music. So I guess we'll begin. This is about a 50-minute piece, but there are stops in the middle and different sections, and I'll go through them with you later. Just to make sure you get the narrative of it. But it's pretty simple to see. If you think of a person climbing a mountain and then going down at the end. So we'll begin with Nacht, because that's where we all always begin. It's kind of like a life cycle. So here's Nacht, the first movement of Richard Strauss' Alpine Symphony. And we are back, just taking a quick break from the piece, just to let you know what we've been listening to. The first section, as I said, was Nacht. Then the second section was Sonnenaufgang, which means sunrise. Then we had Der Einstieg, or the ascent. We had the Eintritt in dem Wald, which is the entry into the forest. We had the Wanderung neben dem Bache, which is the wandering by the brook. We had number six, at the waterfall, or am Wasserfall. We had Einscheinung, which is apparition. Then we had Auf Blumingen Weißen, which is on flowering meadows. We had Auf der Alm, on the alpine pasture. We had Durch Dichit und Gestrüpp auf Iwegen, which is through thickets and undergrowths on the wrong path. And right there you just heard Auf dem Gletscher, on the glacier. So I hope you're enjoying this piece. We're about halfway through, but the best parts are really just coming up, believe me. So just quick couple things. We have a PSA for you this morning.
The WMFO annual drive is in effect. We're looking to raise $5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
So that's obviously really important. I got to keep the station running. Please donate. You know, it's a great thing. We can't have this these wonderful programs without you. And it's really important. So another quick public service announcement. Just some numbers to think about American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, another 30% average less than one drink per week. And the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week. That's more than 10 drinks per day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, that is pretty interesting, actually. Not something that I knew. I'm sure some of those adults would also be included in, like, all the college students who binge drink a lot. It's important. It's important, though, to limit your alcohol consumption always. So we'll get back into some of the music. The next section that we have just left off right in the middle. It's Gefraulwolle Augenblick, which is Dangerous Moments. So we'll get back into it. I hope you've been enjoying it. And here's more of Richard Strauss, his Alpine Symphony.
Thank you.
And just a quick break before we finish. Just to recap what we had on the summit, that was piece number 13, entitled Auf dem Gipfel. We had Vision, my favorite part. Nebel steigen auf, which is mist rise. We had Der Zona verdüstert sich allmählich, which is the sun gradually becomes obscured. We had piece number 17, Elegy. We had Stille von der Sturm, which is calm before the storm. We had Gewitter und Sturm Abstieg, which is thunder and tempest descent. And now, prepare, this is one of my favorite parts actually, this is Sunset. I really hope you've enjoyed listening this morning. This is Tchaikovsky's Candon. Thanks for listening again. And we'll finish it off for you.